أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 162 to 164 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His extreme kindness and Allah ta'ala's appreciation. One brings one deed to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward 10 times, and in the hadith 700 and even more, Allah Ta'ala may multiply as Allah Ta'ala so desires. On the other hand, an ill deed, the thought of it, a person doesn't carry it out because of the fear of Allah, one reward. Otherwise, an ill deed that is carried out, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will put one sayyi'ah, and if that person makes tawbah, Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala will forgive. Here Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make an announcement about the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some few ayats before this, there was this i'lan, this announcement that Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make, wa anna hadha sirati mustaqiman fattabi'u wa la tattabi'u as-subula fatafadhqa bikum an sabili, that follow me, this is my path, the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, and do not go to any other path, because then you are going to disperse and you are going to deviate from the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So what is this path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is commanded, قُلْ say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Certainly, my Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has guided me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me hidayat ila siratim mustaqim, to the siratim mustaqim. So when we speak about siratim mustaqim, it is the path that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chalked out, and it is the path on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dinan qiyama. What is the Sirat-e-Mustaqim? It is the established deen. It is the deen that has been firmly founded. Founded on the principles that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself has set down. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not make mashura. Allah Ta'ala did not consult others. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set down the principles of deen, it is all directly from Allah ta'ala, the will, the wish, the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, millata Ibrahima hanifa. This is the millat, this is the way of life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Hanifa, who was a monotheist, a person that was fully turned towards Allah insofar as belief is concerned, insofar as practice was concerned. Everything was from Allah and done only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is in actual fact not only the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, this is the deen of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam right up to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Every Nabi's deen was Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Every Nabi's deen was the deen that was firmly established. There was no difference in the deen of any Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat insofar as the basic principles of those deens were concerned. Here Allah Ta'ala uses the word Millata Ibrahim, the millat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. There were three basic groups of people to whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was giving dawat. One was the Quraysh of Makkah, and they also believed that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was on the right path. They had knowledge about Ibrahim alayhi salam, and their religion, their way of life was somewhat the remnants of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Yahud also claimed to be followers of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Nasara also claimed to be followers of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and hence the words and the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is taken, because all three groups identified with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we also know that he was the Khalil of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He was the bosom friend of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that was prepared to sacrifice everyone and everything and everyone for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a mushrik, he was not a polytheist, neither in his ibadat to Allah Rabbul Izzat nor in his belief, and he did not have any form of shirk whatsoever. Then say, Allah Ta'ala commands Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the second time, قُلْ say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي. Certainly my salah, certainly my namaz, my prayers, my nusuk. Now the word nusuk got three different meanings and usage in the Quran. One nusuk is that of qurbani, that of sacrifice. The second nusuk is used manasik, and that is used for the af'al, the rituals of hajj. And the third nusuk is used for every form of ibadat. And this is what is referred to here, that my sacrifice, my hajj, and all my ibadat, my salat, and all my ibadat, whatever it may have been, وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ, and my living and my death, all of it is for who? لِلَّهِ, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what would be the meaning of my living and my dying? That my whole life is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever I do, I will do only for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. I would live my life in this world on the Sirat Mustaqim, and I would want to leave this world on the Sirat Mustaqim, and that should be the objective, the goal, the motive, the intention of each and every Muslim. That like Allah Ta'ala says to us in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Do not die but being totally submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, we need to continuously ask from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we need to be meticulous about following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lillah, all of it is for Allah, Rabbil Alameen, who is the Rabb, who is the sustainer of the entire universe. La sharika la, and no one is associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no partner to the Zat, the personality of Allah, the sifat, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتْ, and that is what I have been commanded by Allah, to have my life focused totally and solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I am the very first of those who submitted to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Two meanings. One was this, the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already given me nubuwat whilst Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was still being formed and created by Allah, and at that time I submitted. Otherwise every Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat, not only did a Nabi get wahi from Allah, or not only did a Nabi transmit and disseminate the message of Allah, every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the very first to submit to Allah, and then they showed the way and they chalked the way for the ummah, and the ummah then followed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.